Finding a comfortable position, laying in your bed. If you are using this meditation during the day, simply adjust the words in your mind to reflect where you are sitting instead of laying in your bed. Taking a deep, full breath as relaxation is spilling out across your face. Melting any tension away from your face now. And falling deeper and deeper.
It's time to free ourselves.
closer. Feel it pulling you in. Allow yourself to be sucked into and through this vacuum. There is nothing to fear. You are completely safe. We are simply here to observe a significant moment.
Take a notice.
awareness of what feelings you are experiencing. Your innate knows what it is here to express. Your soul knows how to express its passion and purpose for the benefit of your own joy and fulfillment, but also for the expansion and joy of the one.
all people, and this also includes all beings whatsoever. But we're talking mainly, of course, about human beings. All people are manifestations, disguises of the total reality behind this cosmos. And that if that is so, there are not any mistakes in the world. When you look at patterns on the foam of the breaking waves on the seashore, and you look at the outlines of mountains, and the grain in wood, and the markings on marble, you notice that it never makes an aesthetic mistake. Never.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger. Free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world's been at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. How from the other side, I must have gone a thousand times.
I'm not the one who's running out of time. Kenny.
Snails, and those lettuces would choke each other. Now, of course, a human being comes in and starts organizing the lettuces, you see, so that the seeds don't propagate in the usual way, because he puts them out in rows, and that's a different kind of a scene, and so he objects to the snails. But that's because he's looking at the problem of lettuces from a partisan point of view. And it's quite right that he should do so. What he may not see, because he's taken the side of lettuces against snails, he fails to see that conflict at one level is health at another. just as conflict going on between microorganisms in your bloodstream is absolutely essential to the health of your organism as a whole. But you're not aware of that conflict going on, because conscious attention doesn't need to, ordinarily, to focus upon it. And so you don't get involved, and you're not anxious about what party is winning and what party is losing. They're keeping up a kind of balance. Now then, to take this a step further, we are all amazingly involved in the process of being human and playing our game and taking our side. And therefore, our victories and defeats, our sicknesses and our healths, are things we get mighty partisan about. And therefore, we cannot see that human behavior is just like everything else. It never makes a mistake.
Oh,
wanna go for a ride until the morning comes. Show me the meaning tonight of what we could become. I can't go any longer. Feels like I've been underwater. You are the one and I need the rush. Taking over me, I crave you more than ever. We are one like the sky is to the stars. We are one, take my breath and I am yours. We are one as you open up my heart. Running out of air.
Taking over me, I crave you more than ever. We are one like the sky is to the stars. Jay Kenny.
To do that, you have to be able to live, as it were, on two levels. The level of involvement and the level of detachment. And therefore, cultivating the level of detachment is something that is done through the mysterious human property of self-consciousness. To be able to know that you know. To feel that you feel. And by possessing that faculty, which is self-consciousness, is being able to reflect upon one's own life. We are able to become as it were, to go to a level at which our own life is seen in its total context in the universe. That is to say, to realize that yourself is not your ego, which is the standpoint at which you are involved in your game and taking sides, but yourself is the eternal, immeasurable reality that is what there is.